Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Let's get into this stuff, but I want to remind everybody, bust up the chat. It's a little bit lower today, but, you know, follow, sub, give a sub, let us give shout outs. We're going to immediately shout out you, and you'll actually be the first person on today's stream if you do so. If not, hang back, enjoy some content. And remember that this show is in a podcast format as well. If you look under the About section, you'll see some quick links. And one of them is to subscribe to this show on iTunes. I think it's the iTunes link, but we're also on like Spotify and iHeart and stuff if you want to take it with you. All right, let's start with props versus projections, Boggs. Now, I did do it a tiny bit different today. I've got three, okay? I've got three good ones. And then I've got 2 buzz ones that I wanted to hit. That's the kind of the, I found 3 that immediately stood out to me. Like sometimes when I do this, I'm like, oh, bam, these are instant ones. And then you got to dig and dig. And then what happened is there's 2 buzz players that I wanted to hit what their projections might look like, even though the bet versus projection isn't an advantage. And that's the whole point of what we're doing is trying to find advantages for you, whether we get them or not, but to see where you are at with it. Okay. So here's 1 on the bet versus projections that I found. And this is going to be a dicey one, super dicey one, but that's why you can maybe put it down. Deshaun Watson passing yard bet is still live. You can get right now. At least it was last night on, I think this was DK, 2,850.5 passing yards is the bet. And the bet is the under here. The aggregate projection between PFF and Fantasy Pros got us to 2,459, a difference of almost 400 passing yards. Here's a unique thing. The PFF projection was a little bit higher than the Fantasy Pros one, but the PFF one projected 11 games for Deshaun Watson. So, you know, the NFL, and this is a weird one here, but the NFL is obviously pushing back on this, which I think the most likely outcome is going to have to come to some type of settlement. I mean, they could just go nuts with this. And guess what happens? If the PA and the NFL will not come to any agreement and they're going to fight, the commissioner will put him on the exempt list, right? Right. And there is a theory that he could not play all season if this happens and they can't come to an agreement. If that happens, the bet would become void because they have to play. He has to play a game for this bet to be active in most places. But if that 6 games turns into 8 games or 6 games turns into 10 games, you are on a whole nother wavelength here. And the projection was still 250 yards lower over 11 games on PFF for Deshaun Watson than if you were to go 8 and only play 9 games, you're missing a couple games. So what I'm saying here is the under on the passing yards for Deshaun Watson, if you can get it in a place at 2,800 under, really looks good because the guy kind of sucks. I guarantee he'll miss 6 games. If the NFL keeps pushing and exempts or whatever they do, he could be more And this was one of the biggest differences I found across the board. So what do you think about this one? It's a dicey, weird situation, but yeah, you know, it's Watson, and this is an under bet. Like, the only way you can not get this is, in theory, is if he only does miss those six games and he gets going. That one, it's still not a guarantee, but it puts it in question. Because remember, like I said, PFF on 11 games played, which they're counting that, still does not hit the 2800 marker box.
Yeah, I'm with you. If you can find the under anywhere, I feel like you got to smash that, because like you said, I don't know if there is a, you know, do the betting places get an out if he just doesn't play, or
I think it just becomes void.
Okay. So I think it might be one of those things where it's like, well, if the Browns decide not to play him because we don't know about the suspension stuff like the Texans did, which I don't think they would ever do, then you get the bet. The bet stays. But if he is on the exempt list, maybe it becomes void, like you said. I'm a smash the under on this. You know, if you're betting Deshaun Watson at all, which I understand if you don't want to because of the weirdness surrounding him, but I really think that he is going to be suspended for longer than the six games. I think they're going to negotiate. He had a shot. He could have agreed. The NFL laid out a $10 million fine and 12 games. That's what he was going to get. And he declined it. So now the NFL, after this ruling and all this stuff, now that they can appeal, and I read, and I don't know what's true and what's not, obviously, because, you know, there's a lot going on. It's bullets flying, live ammo around in this stuff. But I did read something yesterday that said that given all the provisions in the collective bargaining agreement, after this point, Goodell is basically free to rule however he feels like, even after the arbiter. If he appeals it and the NFLPA, or whatever, the appeal is denied, then he can say, all right, well, we have a suggestion, but I'm now going to suspend him for a year. You know, he can do whatever he wants. That's the way the CBA is written. So I think regardless of what he gets, it's definitely longer than six. So I take the under on the number.
Yeah,
so,
well, and I'll tell you this, though. Let me go back and look here, because it's already off of DK where I put it. So I'm going to guess that all of them got it off now. But I'm telling you, this was as of last night. This is as of last night. The bet was still floating out there. But I just went on to DK to see if it was, what had changed, if anything had changed. And I don't see it on there, which is under, you can go under the D range of Dak and Daniel Jones, and he's not sitting there, which smartly, because I think, who was it in the chat that just said, yeah, crazy that it's still out there in limbo. This one was. So that was something that you could have.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Taking advantage of. So that one might be a little bit dicey if it floats back up, or any of the sites do still have it, because, again, this was DK. I'm trying to see if I can get... I'm looking on FanDuel real quick. Also, there's a little product of the Betting Pros Aggregator has a little bit of, like, updating sometimes to do. Yeah. So they may have like gotten it a little bit later later afternoon, and I just didn't see it. But if that one is floating out there, it's a pretty big difference. So let's jump to number two, because that one's going to be dicey to put on the board. I thought this one very, very interesting, Bogman. Travis Etienne, prop versus bet, or prop versus projection. Etienne's bet is 699.5 rushing yards. This is on BetMGM. The projections between the two, PFF and Fantasy Pros, is 852 rushing yards, which is an over 150-yard difference. You could probably easily equate to at least two games. Now, we know James Robinson is there, and he's going to be getting his run. I know that's going to put this probably in some question to you. But regardless of that, projections have been updated on a lot of these bogs. And
this is low, dude.
You're asking 700 rushing yards from Etienne in 17 games.
Do you know how many yards that is a game? Because I just did the math.
I was just about to do the math, too.
41.1 yards per game. 41.2 yards per game. So this is going to be easy for Travis Etienne to hit. If he's healthy, even with James Robinson there, I don't see how, excuse me, I don't see how he doesn't hit this total. This is an easy one. This is a smash over. What are you getting, plus minus on these?
I didn't put that on. I think almost all of these are
like minus 110.
Minus 150. It's almost even money. And that's okay. Why, like, if you, that's why I want to point out why I'm doing this exercise, if you guys don't understand it. Let's find projections and the biggest differences for these, because if you're going to wait a whole season long for almost even money, it's not as sexy as being like, who's going to lead in passing yards and getting plus 500. The point is we want to get the best advantage on these we can to make these bets and feel comfortable about it. And this is one that is, yes, like you said, very sexy. I'm going to look here.
Look, as much as I love James Robinson, and James Robinson is the one here, if he's healthy, right? And everything looks good right now. Obviously, practice and actual game speed are enormously different. You can see that from one of my favorite things is anytime you watch Hard Knocks, seeing the rookies playing their first game. Whether it's the Hall of Fame game or whatever, and they're just like, oh my God, I had no idea how fast it was. I remember the year Vince and Reggie Bush got drafted, and it was, all the cameras were following them and they were talking about it. Like, it's just so unbelievably fast. So, but I just don't see ETN, this isn't going to be a, Dalvin Cook, Alexander Mattison split. You're looking at something more like Chubb and Hunt. Right. So I think 700 yards is easily doable for ETN. And if anything happens to Robinson, he will murder this number. Will be done by week 10. If anything happens to James Robinson,
this is one I'm really tempted to go put now. So I wanted to find it on FanDuel. If someone in the chat can find it on FanDuel and even send a link, let me know, because I'm looking under football and I'm just not seeing, I see their futures. I'm not seeing any of the player specific prop ones. Because FanDuel would be great because you get the potential to buy out if you want a little bit later. DraftKings, this number is 705.5 and it's minus 115. BetMGM is 699.5 and it's, I think it was minus 115 as well. So BetMGM is the place. If your money's not there, FanDuel has got it. And I think this one has got to go on the board. Right, Boggs is going on the best bets board.
I think it does too. That one is a smash. I love that one.
Yeah, I loved this one when I saw it. So this one, this will be our fourth of the best bets for season long projection ones. And here was number three, could be number five on the best bets. Josh Allen, passing yards. The bet is 4,274 on DK. The projection between both sites, and I want to say PFF was like 4,800 maybe or 4,600. And then Fantasy Pros was a little bit lower, was 4,588, a 314-yard difference. That's one full game. So you're getting a full game cushion on passing yards. And that's a pretty big marker. For just example real quick here, 4,274 yards. He hit that last year over on PFF. I'm not going to give you the exact number because you can go and sign up and do that. But for passing yards, Josh Allen is projected as the third most passing yards of any quarterback. And I'm actually going to tell you, smashes this number by 500 yards based on their projections. And I went through two sites and it lowered it. You're getting over a 300-yard cushion. It's a really nice low number. And I'll even go over to DK real quick because site did I say that was?
The PFF?
No, that the bet is on. Sorry, I looked away. That's on DK. So let's see if it's changed at all.
4275 essentially. I just looked. Let's say 16 games, right? Because we expect the Bills to have week 17 off.
This number has changed already, by the way.
Has it really? What's the new number?
4,400.
Okay.
So
now we're getting a little dicey.
But we still have about a 200-yard cushion.
What, they know you were going to talk about this today? Is that why they changed it? That's 275 yards a game in a 16-game season. Assume 4,400 yards, assuming that, he skips week 17 for a bye week and all that stuff. So week 18. Yeah, you're right, Barrow. So that's 275 yards a game. I mean, look, do I expect him to get that? Yes, I do. I expect him to pass that number. Is it as bettable as ETN? No, ETN to me looks like a little bit of a laughable number there. Like 700 yards is just way too low for what we've seen that guy do. Obviously, coming off the Jones fracture.
It's rushing. It's not total yards. It's rushing.
Yeah, yeah, it's rushing. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Yeah.
You didn't say it. I just wanted to make sure how you were talking about it, that you weren't thinking.
No, I don't. It's just watching Etienne at Clemson. I mean, dude, there were games he put up 200 yards in a game. So, yeah. You know, many games where he had that. So I just think he's going to murder that number. This number is close to what you'd expect. 275 yards a game is a lot of yards a game per game, you know, and there are going to be games where the Bills just roll somebody over and he's not passing a lot in the second half, maybe 6-7 completions in the second half on like 15 attempts versus what he's doing in the first half. So for all that roundabout and yapping, I think I'm less likely to take that number. 4,275 would have been hard to pass on, but now that it's jumped up to 4,400,
so check this out,
and probably only going to move up from this point, I think I would probably lay off that one.
I'm going to screw you up here a little bit. I got a better bet for you now. I went over to FanDuel. So that DraftKings one is moved up to -120 at 4,400. FanDuel is better. It's 4,320 and it's -112. So you're getting 80 more yards back in favor of Josh Allen. And the odds are even better because I finally found it. I was just clicking on the wrong thing. The regular season total passing yards, 4,320 and a half is the over under. So that is only less than 50 yards more than this. So we can say the projection is still over 250 yards in favor of Josh Allen.
Here's what makes me nervous about this number still, because this is a much better number. But last year, do you know what Josh Allen passed for last season? Do you remember?
I looked. Wasn't it 44?
4,407. Right. Yeah. So there's not a lot of wiggle room in
based
that
off
number.
Of what he did last
right.
year.
Right. Based off of what he did last year, and they were dominant last year as well, and they had a good passing offense. I mean, they had Beasley. They had Gabe Davis, they had Diggs, all clicking. Dawson Knox had 9 touchdowns. Singletary started catching the ball at the end of the year, right? So, I don't know. It's like, if gun to my head, I'm betting on Josh Allen for sure. I just don't know at a -112 if this is one that I'm really willing to take.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Is the Allen one a bet? It's moved around a little bit. Sites are a little bit different. FanDuel, you get to kind of waver up and down with your bet, which is really nice if you do that. It's not a whole bunch more. You get a 250-yard cushion. It's closer, better odds. DK, I think, is moving away from it. Is that a bet you would make? Here's a bummer on FanDuel is the Travis Etienne bet I don't see existing on there. It does not exist on their props. So that's an unfortunate one that you can't take. And I don't think Deshaun Watson is on here. Yeah,
when did Matthew Berry start working for Sports Edge, by the way? Did we know that?
Did that just happen?
He just dropped his 100 facts for the season on Sports Edge.
Maybe he's just doing a
maybe, is this why they fired everybody? So they could hire one Matthew Berry? Is that what it is?
I mean,
must be.
Might be very likely. I'll bet you he is just posting on there. I don't see the article. I see everything he's going about is fantasy life. It's fantasy life, fantasy life, fantasy life.
Why? I have the updates from NBC Sports Edge. So. Okay. I will send it to you.
Oh, right. No, it was announced this morning. Be Cool says, really?
Ah, interesting. Well, so they fired everybody, every single part timer, so they could hire Matthew Berry. It was probably the right move, though. You know, I mean,
here it is. Andrew Marchand, Matthew Berry is joining NBC Sports. And okay, you know what? I mean, I hate to be like that, but Boggs, yeah, like we have a bunch of friends behind the scenes that lost some gigs. They got rid of like a bunch of people and a bunch of contract people, and they obviously are putting all their money into Matthew Berry, which makes sense. So
I'm gonna text Dr. A and say, "So you're Matthew Berry's boss again, huh?"
No, so. yeah, because that's where they started. Yeah, and I guess their Bequel says they're gonna do a show, so it's gonna be part of Sunday Night Football. I mean, that's a big deal.
He's gonna be a part of that.
So, all right, I mean, good for Matthew Berry here. I wonder if Matthew Berry would take the bet. Yeah. Supreme says. Barry's a good dude, met at Super Bowl in Minneapolis a few years ago, and he actually talked with us. Remember, I had an email exchange with him. You know, he told me, like, nope, can't come on the show because of ESPN or anything like that. But
at least he responded. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, most of those people that aren't allowed to do stuff will just not respond to you at all, you know. So
yeah, no, and he was super nice, and we had like a chat and stuff about it. He exchanged a couple emails. So I have no issue. There are people that have problems with Barry in the industry. I don't like
anyone that has success, you know. Yeah. There's going to be people that are mad at him. So
what I always hate, and I will give this credit. There was a certain somebody who used to be at NBC who you would email and, hey, could you come on the show? And they would never respond and act like you exist. He did. Matthew Berry did. And Matthew Berry was 12 times bigger than this person or really anybody in the industry. I've always hated the excuse that ESPN had of, like, you guys don't know this, but ESPN forever had this thing. They weren't allowed to go on other shows, but then you would see a guy go on like a big major show where they would get a thing. If you don't want to come on someone's show, just say it, or, like, you know, you don't have time or whatever. But Matthew Berry,
or say, you know, look, they'll only let me go on nationally syndicated things anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
things that are important or something like that. Yeah. Going back to the bet, not a ton of bets, but is Allen's passing yards a best bet? 67% said, we only had a couple votes, but said, yes, it is.
Okay.
So, but what do you, I'll let you get the ultimate decision here when we're adding best bets, Boggs, because it's a big deal. The whole point is for these best bets to be like awesome ones. We don't want them to be, you know, like,
this isn't a smash. So I would say no, just for the simple fact that it isn't a smash. Like I said, there's many things that I would bet on, and I would bet on Josh Allen, but I just wouldn't throw multiple units at it or anything. If I'm making bets to have fun bets going into the season, and it doesn't really matter if I win or lose, you know, then okay, sure. Yeah. I'll bet on Josh Allen. It's more fun, you know, like our buddy Will Hall says, life is too short to bet the under. So give me that over on Josh Allen yards for sure. I just don't think it's a smash like the ETN one. I love the ETN one. That is a great poll. You picked it so well, they might already be changing it on all the websites. So
it
we'll
already
see,
changed, But the FanDuel is the place I think I'm making that bet over anybody. I just want to point out. All right, so I'm trying to confirm this. Okay, so this is still up. So now this is not real quick. Because we're not going to do the guest prediction game, but this one is going to help a little bit. We'll actually turn this into these two, and then we'll get a couple division guys here. These are two not props versus projections, because I don't think there's a big advantage, but you can guess on these. I didn't look at them yet. I don't think there's a big advantage, but I'm going to present to you two super buzzy players that are getting a lot of attention who look like they've got low.
Would you call them totals. Hot guys?
Hot Welsh? Guys, Boggs. And the first one here, below you guys can see the best bets. These are the absolute best bets for season long. This guy's number, he's getting a huge buzz in camp, ready to take the next step. He's got a new quarterback that is a bigger play option. And so much so that one of the best defenders in the league says he believes he is ready to take the next step. Brandon Ayuk. He has a wide receiver prop total of 775 yards and a half over on FanDuel. And I just confirmed it. I just confirmed that that is still the number. It is -115. So it's not quite, but it's close. He hit this marker last year with 826 and with only 56 catches and just missed it in 2020. Brandon Ayuk, very buzzy, a lot of expectations to jump up. Debo is going to get a lot more new attention and plays in the backfield. The projections, Boggs, you want to take a guess? You want to take a guess at the PFF projections on Brandon Ayuk? Do you think they are 50 yards higher or lower?
I'll give you, okay. Definitely, PFF would definitely be lower because they have more conservative numbers. I think that if we're looking at like the fantasy pro stuff, they're going to be higher. So
So what do you think? The bet is 775.5. What do you think the PFF projection is going to look like?
God, is it really going to be lower than that? Is this the game? Is it 50 higher or lower? Is that the game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying this is the bet projection here.
It's got to be higher then, because I just think that number's so low. So I'd say 825 then for
it is PFF. Lower than
725.
But,
really?
But check this out. No, 775 is the bet. 775.
Yeah, but if it's 50 lower, they're projecting.
Oh no, no, I was just saying, is it 50 higher or lower? The bet is actually almost verbatim on PFF. It is 774 is the number, so it's right there. Going over to Fantasy Pros, it is higher, 814. So that's why I say it's not an advantage. There's not a projections advantage on this prop. But Barrow brings up one of the best points. Kittle and Debo always injured, always injured. Lance is a bigger deep threat. He's taking a next step. Do you believe Brandon Ayuk is taking the next step that this would be a worthwhile bet? I'm not necessarily saying does it have to be the best bets here, but what do you think? Because he did hit this total last year. Do you think this is the best bet?
Yeah, this is absolutely the best bet. The Fantasy Pro show I did yesterday just came out today, so not everyone has had time to see it. But I got to pick four buy lows for Dynasty Leagues, and Brandon Ayuk was one of mine. So, Ayuk, he had such a bad year last year, coming off the hamstring. He didn't necessarily hit training camp very well either. He didn't come out of training camp well, and then he had a hamstring at the end. So he's in the doghouse for dogging it during camp and preseason, and then gets a hamstring injury. So he's behind. They're putting Juwan Jennings on the field over him. But in the last half, the back stretch, this dude was a wide receiver 3 for the entire back stretch in terms of numbers. And his rookie season, he finished in a points per game. He finished wide receiver 19. So he's a high-end wide receiver 2. So, the biggest thing for me with this bet isn't any of those numbers or the fact that we know that he can smash this number. It's the fact that Trey Lance is his number one fan, and Trey Lance is starting this year, obviously. Yeah. So he keeps throwing him the ball and giving him opportunities to make plays in camp. It just becomes unbelievably trustable from that point moving forward. So I'm all aboard, and I'm in the locomotive. I may not be you. I'm not blowing the whistle, but I'm the guy shoving coal into the engine for sure.
I like it. All right. So this is going to go on the best bets.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have this is the last one, and we're going to poll you guys, which one you like most. And then we will try to get some of the win totals. I think we got a little bit of time here. Is the other buzziest player, Allen Lazard, his receiving yard, it's actually 750.5. I just confirmed it on DK. Wants to be the best receiver in the league. Looks to be the quote number one option for Aaron Rodgers. We don't have a track record for this. What we have is what the trusted one receiver can do in an Aaron Rodgers heavy pass offense. Bogman, what do you think about Lazard? Do you think the projection is higher or lower for him on PFF than 750?
That's hard to know because like Allen Lazard is he's the darling he's like an offseason darling, but I'm just wondering, is this like just something we're doing? Are we overhyping Lazard? Lazard, is it Lazard or Lazard? I never.
I think they say I always want to go Lazard because of Bob Lazar, but I think it's Lazard. I think it's Lazard. Lazard.
Okay, yeah. I should know. I mean, I watched him at Iowa State too. But look, this one I'm less into than Brandon Ayuk. I think Ayuk is, is definitely talented. Lazard, he could get this out of. Just situational and need in Green Bay, but would I bet on him? I don't know if he's a guy I want to bet on. That's all.
So check this out. One of these sites projection is higher and one is lower, and PFF is higher by over 100 yards receiving on PFF for Lazard. Fantasy Pros is like 7 yards lower. So they're just a smidge lower on this. And PFF blows this out of the water as the number one. So here is the new poll question.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
What is the better bet? What was it? Ayuk, receive yards 775 over? 75 over? Or Lazard, receive yards 750 over?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
So that is in the chat right now. Anybody that's hanging out want to vote? Let's see which one. I think no matter what, we're going to put Ayuk in there. I like it. Bogman likes it. I think, and as a smash, not just like, oh, it's a pretty good one. Like, that's a smash.
Yeah.
But Ayuk's I'd love to see what the chat says. Because Lazard, I think if Lazard goes
he's never
in,
hit this number. He's never hit this number before. That's the thing here. And there's opportunity for him last year. And he never hit this number with Davante Adams on the team. You know what I mean? Like, they're rolling coverage towards Davante Adams. Now he's gone. So you're going to be able to work this open by yourself. Rodgers obviously helps out a lot. He can mash this number. And everybody would be like, what were we thinking? This is an easy smash. We know A-Rod's throwing for, 4,500 yards at least this year. And Lazard could be the number one, So I see, the Packer fan, of course, loves this. Yeah. Not a surprise there. But, like, have you heard a buzz about Lazard in camp? All the buzz I've heard is Aaron Rodgers talking about how he loves him, which is nice. You want to hear that from the quarterback that's going to throw you the ball. But in actual physical play, Romeo Dubs is getting all the love in Packers camp right now. I don't know, man. This one makes me sweaty. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. By the way, it looks like Rodgers' pass total has already gone up since the last time. Well, we talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever the hell it was. If you guys bet on it, it's already moved up quite a bit with some of the bets. So I've added Ayuk to it just because of our agreement. The polling, where did the poll go?
Where did the poll go?
Currently, Ayuk is 100% running away with it over Lazard. So I think, guys, we got it. The chat absolutely loves it. Bogman and I love it. Brandon Ayuk and Travis Etienne, we have both added to the best bets. We now have 5 bets versus projections, props versus projections for the coming season that you guys can bet. I'll even update the totals a little bit later as they've moved. But Rodgers yards, Brady touchdowns, Treylon Burke yards, Etienne rushing yards, and Brandon Ayuk receiving yards. Those are some bets. And let me know, by the way, let me know if, who digs that, who's into it, who's making those bets. I really want to jump in on a couple of those. I'm a DK, but I don't know. I've been cold lately, Boggs. I'm a little bit afraid. You might want to fade me.
He's cold as ice.
Yeah, money. We need to have a really good stream. We need to have like one great stream where that'll go to the betting stream where we got dubs going here and subs going here and people are jumping into the Venmo. That's what we do. Boggs, we've got about 15 minutes here. You wanted to talk about some of the best bet win totals, not best bets, but the win total numbers that are out there. And you wanted to start with the East. So yeah. I'll let you jump into it. Starting with the AFC East on the win. What do the win total numbers look like?
We'll hit these fairly quickly just at the end of these shows moving forward to the season here. But let's start in the AFC East where we got win totals for Buffalo at 11.5. The Patriots are 9.5. The Dolphins are 9. And the Jets are 5.5. And, it's interesting here because only one over pays you at plus. So if you're over 9, you think the Dolphins are going to have 10 wins, that pays you at plus 105. Every other one is Buffalo is the under is plus 120 for the Jets under 5.5 because the total so low is plus 145. And then the Patriots, you just lose money no matter what you bet on them at minus 115 for over, minus 145 for under. So it doesn't really matter. I wanted to present, how about maybe under on the Buffalo Bills? And the Buffalo Bills are the, you know, I believe they're the best odds to make the Super Bowl in the AFC. They're favored in week one already on the road against the champs right now. They are. That's the preseason. So scroll down to.
I just pulled up the schedule here. So week one.
So we're
going to play a win loss game here for a second.
Right. Okay. So let's just see if we can squint and see it. And the whole, my whole point to this is that the, like, up through the bye week is a brutal schedule for the Buffalo Bills. They're playing a first place schedule, obviously, because they were first place last year. So they open up on the road against the Rams.
So we got to get to 12 games, by the way. So let's
got to get to 12 wins. Right.
So to your point, let's move through here because we only have so much time. The Rams, to your point, let's give them a loss. Let's give the Bills a loss to the Rams, just for argument's sake here.
I think they beat the Titans at home, right?
Okay, so that's one win. We're going into week three. Beat the Dolphins.
Okay. They beat the Titans. They beat at the Dolphins. I think that's a tough game, tougher, but I think they win that one. Next one, the Ravens at full strength at home. Early in the season against Buffalo, Buffalo should be favored. That's a tough game, though, right?
Let's, for argument's sake, give it to Baltimore because it's on the road.
Okay.
We're going to give
Pittsburgh.
Baltimore. They'll beat Pittsburgh. Okay.
They got a revenge game against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh beat them in Buffalo last year, so they're going to want to smash Pittsburgh. At Kansas City, I'm sorry, dude. That's a loss to me. Okay. So
we only have three wins so far going into the week seven. So you're saying we currently have only given three wins to the Bills into week eight going up against the Packers. I think that's a win against the Packers.
I think that's a win because it's at home. This is where the schedule starts to open up and get easy. Win against the Jets. Win against the Vikings. Okay, win against the Browns. Seven, win against the Dolphins. They're going to lose one to the Patriots. They do it every single year, right?
Okay, so they lose, let's give them
the road game. They lose. They beat the Jets. They beat the Dolphins.
There's
10. They smash the Bears.
There's 11.
They lose on the road to the Bengals, right? So it all comes down to the last week of the season at home against the Patriots, a game they should win. But, I mean, they might be already have a playoff spot locked up at this point. This could be for the division. This is tough. So that win total is not a smash bet when you look at it, even though they have this incredible stretch. And look, I haven't looked right now. I would say that the Bills are probably going to be favored at the beginning of the season in every game, but they're obviously not going to go undefeated, right? Like, nobody thinks that about any team in the NFL for this year. No team is coming in looking like they're going to go just walk. So I don't know. I think I might like the under for the Bills, just because this is a first place schedule. Any thoughts?
And here's what I want to do, because I think this is really what's important. What was the over line? Is it minus 115 or 175?
The over is minus 140 for the Bills.
Okay, so check this out. I'm going to put this in the poll here, because this is why Bogman brings it up.
Under is plus 120.
That's why. It's AFC East. There's only three that are plus money. It is Miami over, Jets over 9, Jets under 5.5. And the Buffalo Bills under 11. So Bogman and I laid it out. My problem with this is there's too much margin here. Like, we've got them winning 11 easy games. We had them losing. Like, you were like, I think they lose to the Chiefs. And then we lost to Baltimore and they still have one more game. To me, there's too much margin, but it is good plus money. I'm curious where the chat is. What would the bet be here for you? You are getting plus money. Is it over or under on the win total? We can do that. That's probably the only bet you really want to get into, because there's a whole bunch of juiced up nonsense in here. And
let's take a look at the Jets real quick. Can we get the Jets? I think we'd be able to talk ourselves into it, right? But are there six wins on this schedule for the Jets? Six real winnable games.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. There is nothing more juiced in this division than going over on six games for the Jets.
But you want to go, but you want to go under on the Jets because the under is the plus money.
Yeah. Okay. How you said it, I felt you were being like, can we get to six wins?
No. Well, that's what I'm saying. Can we realistically get to six wins on the schedule? That's the thing here.
Okay. So let's do it.
Because if we can't, then we take the under. All right. Can they beat? They're not beating Baltimore. Can they beat Cleveland in Cleveland?
No.
Okay.
So there's no.
They're losing to Cincinnati. Can they beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh?
I don't think. I think they're 0-4. There's a possibility they win this game. If we want
to, I mean, the Steelers love losing to teams they should not lose to.
Let's give them a win. Let's give them a win.
Sure. Okay. That's what
they got. Okay. They lose to Miami. They lose to Green Bay.
On the road against Green Bay. They lose to Denver. They lose to the Patriots. They lose to the Bills.
Don't they always get one on the Patriots?
Well, let's give them one to the Patriots then. Fine. So that's two, right?
Bills. Yep.
They lose to the Bills. They're not getting this one against the Patriots.
No,
they beat the Bears. I think they're better than the Bears.
Okay, there's three. They lose to Minnesota. They lose to Buffalo. They beat the Lions. They beat the Lions.
They beat the Jags.
They beat the Jags. There's five, and then
they
Seattle.
Beat the Seahawks. Maybe
and Miami.
I don't think they beat Miami. I don't think they're close to Miami yet. Miami's defense is
going. I think that under total might work at +145. That's huge money on the under. I think that might be a bet.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it. Like, look, I think you can, and this is what win totals do, right? You squint, you can see both sides of it, you know. But because I, you know, you make the case for the Jets being better, right? Okay, you improved on your offensive line a lot. Like, you're getting Becton is in camp in shape, which he hasn't done since he's been in the NFL. Vera Tucker is healthy. Lakin Tomlinson they signed. You improved your backfield with Breece Hall. You drafted Garrett Wilson. So the whole key to this is Zach Wilson, who's looked like crap in camp. Maybe he's the Cougar Slayer and all that stuff. Can't throw the ball downfield. Joe Flacco is outperforming him in camp right now. So it's just brutal. And the defense still blows. Like, you know, you get Sauce Gardner, you get Jermaine Johnson. It should make improvements. But on the back end, they're still really, really bad, specifically at safety and linebacker. So
Jets might be the play here. We did get a 67% Bills under bet at +125. That was the chat like the Bills under bet. But I think if I were to play both of those, I'm not going to do this poll because we only have so much time. I want to get to the NFC East. I would go Jets under before I go Bills under on this. Okay. And they're both plus money. You get better odds on the Jets. And I think we built up there a better path for the Jets to not win six games than we did for the Bills to not win 12.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I agree with that. Let's go to the NFC East, and you tell me which one you like better, because there's only two pluses on the NFC East that I see. It's the Giants over 7 is +105, and the Eagles under 9 is +110. Everything else is minus. The Philly over is -130. It's -110 on both over-unders for Dallas at 10, Washington at 8. And -125 to the Giants.
I don't mind -110 numbers because that's just about even money.
Sure.
I don't like the Philly would have been my bet, except it's super juiced at 9 wins. Let's see if we can get the Giants at 8 over, because I think this division is super open here. So I just want to see, is there a path for the Giants to win 8 games? And, you know, there's not, the win totals are relatively low here, because that bet would be plus money at 105. And I think the Eagles are going to be a better team. So there's just no way I'm probably going to make any bet on the over or on the under for the Eagles, even though it's plus money. They want you to do that. Let's see if we can do it with the with the Giants. Okay, so Giants at Tennessee, that's a L.
I think so, too. I think they beat Carolina.
I do, too. So there's one win.
Cowboys at home. Dallas.
Cowboys at home, no Gallup early on. You think there's any chance they pull one of those or no?
Look, it's any given Sunday, right?
Let's have them lose all of them to Dallas. Let's do that just for argument's sake.
Yeah, they beat the Bears, right?
The Bears.
What do we got? That's two wins.
Yep, two wins. I got my fingers up. The big steady thing. They lose to Green Bay.
I'm just looking at the schedule. So at Green Bay, they lose. Baltimore, I don't see it. Yeah. At Jacksonville, they can win that game. They could beat the Seahawks.
I think they could beat Seahawks. Let's give them 4.
They get a bye week before playing Houston. They definitely win that game.
Yep, love that. Then the Lions.
Yeah, that's a win. Wins. That's a dub.
We lose at to the Dallas, Cowboys.
No, let's have them win the road game against Washington, lose the home game.
Okay, so they win this game against Washington. They win this 7. Game. They lose to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They lose to the Commanders.
They drop that one to Washington.
Ooh, here's what's tough. Last 3 weeks, we have seven games.
Hard
we have seven wins at Minnesota, home Colts, and at Philly. And we're at seven wins, and we need one more win.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
What do you like better? Do you like the Giants over better, or do you like the Bills under better?
I like the Giants over the Bills. I just think I don't like that Bills under like you do.
Do you the Jets under because it's so juiced at plus 145? Do you like that a little bit better?
Yeah. Jets is my favorite one.
Jets is your favorite. Okay.
Jets is my favorite on the under of all of those. But I really do think what we just did, there's a path for the Giants. We're giving them not a whole lot of leeway, and there's three more weeks. We do think they're going to get their asses kicked on all of those, but there's a potential they could pull one of those out. You know, what if the Eagles are really good in this division and they're sitting starters?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Matt Ryan gets hurt and you're down to Sam Ehlinger for the Colts and offense changes. So,
yeah, right here, Goblin, that's funny. Goblin said all you had to do was say Giants over and I was already out.
but he also says they'll beat Philly. Yeah. Brian Daboll just adds so much to this offense. You know, you saw what he's able to do with Josh Allen. Kenny Golladay has even gotten buzz in the Giants camp. And they've had some sets with Wandale and Saquon and Kadarius Toney in the backfield. Kadarius Toney taking the QB snaps. So they're already working on some tricky, nice, weird goal line wildcat stuff, which I love. So I just like that. I think Daboll's going to open up this offense and they're going to beat some conservative teams. Washington needs to be somewhat conservative, you know, so maybe they beat them both times. They could beat Philly. I mean, I see it. I could see it happening.
Is there any that anybody else wants to add to the list here? I'm going to do this last poll as we finish out the best win total bet. Bills under 11.5, Jets under 5.5, Giants over 7. Do you want me to add one more to this, Bog? We didn't do any other breakdowns, but is there any other of these bets? It could be the NFC East. You know, Washington is stuck at 8. Dallas is stuck at 10. Philly is at 9. The under is plus 10. Is there something you want me to add as a fourth, or do you just want these three?
I think those three are good. That's enough for just two divisions here.
Okay. So this will be the final of the East that we've talked about. These are probably the best bets that we put together. I believe they're all plus money on this. So that's a little bit of an advantage. Every single one we've done, let's see. Yeah, Giants were 105. Bills under was 120 and Jets under was 145. So these are all plus money East totals that you guys can play with. I think you like the Bills the most.